This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was shot in the ear during a campaign rally on Saturday after a major security lapse, an attack that will likely reshape this year's presidential race and fuel long-standing fears that the campaign could descend into political violence. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
As of Sunday morning, authorities had not given a motive for the attack. Leading Republicans and Democrats quickly condemned the violence.
I've been thoroughly briefed by all the agencies in the federal government.
President Joe Biden spoke to reporters within hours of the incident.
It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this.
Saturday was the first shooting of a U.S. president or major party candidate since the 1981 attempted assassination of Republican President Ronald Reagan. It happened less than 4 months before the November 5th election, when Trump faces Biden in the polls.
Ryan Brooks from Reuters. The FBI said early Sunday it had identified 20-year-old Matthew Crooks as the subject involved in Saturday's assassination attempt of former U.S. President Donald Trump, one of the highest-profile acts of U.S. political violence in decades. VOA's Steve Miller has this update.
The law enforcement agency said Crooks was from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. That's about an hour's drive from the site of the political rally where Trump was shot in the ear while delivering a campaign speech. The statement gave no further details about Crooks. At least one spectator was killed, and two others were critically injured. The FBI said that this is an active and ongoing investigation into the incident, noting that if anyone had information, they should contact authorities immediately. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to respond to what she calls a fresh South Korean civilian leafleting campaign. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kim Il-jong's response Sunday signals North Korea will likely resume flying trash-carrying balloons across the border soon. Since late May, North Korea has floated numerous balloons carrying waste paper, cigarette butts, and even manure towards South Korea, saying that they were a tit-for-tat action against South Korean activists scattering political leaflets via balloons. Kim Il-jong says dirty leaflets and things of the South Korean scum have been found again in North Korea. She says South Korea must be ready for paying a very high price for their dirty play. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Protesters marched around the West Bank city of Jenin on Saturday night after an Israeli airstrike killed at least 91 people in a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza. Displaced people sheltering in the area said their tents were torn down from the force of the strike and described seeing bodies and body parts strewn on the ground. Israel said Saturday's attack in Khan Yunis targeted Hamas military chief Mohammed Deif. Hamas has not withdrawn from the ceasefire talks after this weekend's deadly Israeli attacks in Gaza, one of the group's senior officials said on Sunday. A Syrian soldier was killed early on Sunday and three others injured in Israeli strikes on several positions in and around Damascus, Syrian state media said. The Israeli army, meanwhile, said it had targeted a Syrian military command center, as well as targets and infrastructure belonging to the Syrian army and air defense in response to two drones launched towards Israel from Syrian territory. Rwandan opposition leader Frank Habineza held his final campaign rally on Saturday, drawing a small crowd of supporters ahead of Monday's presidential election.
So we have to increase our agricultural production, whereby we're going to establish an agricultural development fund, a fund which will help anyone who wants to get involved in agriculture to get some money at an interest rate of less than 2%.
Habineza, leader of the Democratic Green Party of Rwanda, addressed a modest gathering in Kigali, the capital, focusing on agriculture development and youth empowerment. Habineza, who garnered just under 0.5% of a vote in the 2017 election, faces an uphill battle against Paul Kagame, who has ruled Rwanda since 2000. Paris is hosting an extra special guest for France's national holiday Sunday. The Olympic torch relay is joining up with thousands of troops marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets to mark Bastille Day. It comes 12 days before the French capital hosts the Games. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.